You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we are about to have a full moon in Taurus, and it is opposite the Scorpio Sun, and it's conjoined with unpredictable rebel change maker, like flash of lightning out of the blue Uranus. And then there's a kind of difficult aspect between Chiron and Venus, and also Saturn is squaring Mars and Mercury, and so is Jupiter squaring Mars and Mercury. It's a very, like, tense time. Also, it could be very harsh, like, you know, a time when terrible things have happened, because Saturn and Mars together don't get along. So there's, like, this sort of, like, warrior tension that's happening, which I'm sure that you can feel on the planet. So the full moon helps to illuminate what we need to see. It like shines the light from Scorpio into, because that's where the sun is, into the Taurus moon space. And normally Taurus, the Taurus moon is very like comforting and grounded, and the moon is exalted in Taurus and like feels, you know, it can really enjoy itself there. It can relax and, you know, maybe get a foot rub and wear its favorite sweater and have a cuddle and enjoy, you know, grapes and chocolate and gravy, maybe whatever sensual pleasures can be afforded. The Taurus moon is good for that. So perhaps there will be that as well. But there's also this sort of like bright beam of light shining into this very unstable world. And the Scorpio sun is like intense. It wants to get down to the nitty gritty and see the deep, dark truth, if the truth is there. It wants to know the truth. So it's not happy with like the superficial, surface of things. It wants to get down to like the reality or the truth, or, you know, it rules like death and grieving, and there is actually like with the way Saturn is, there is like the possibility of death or grieving. Actually, this week in my little neighborhood, one of my neighbors suddenly died, and it was a week ago now, but it's been really shocking for everybody. And we moved in only 3 years ago, but the neighbors have all lived together for like 25 years since the neighborhood was built. And they're very close with each other. They get together for all the, you know, occasions, and like just they're very close. They travel together. And we've kind of been brought into the neighborhood and have attended all the things. So we've gotten to know our neighbors unlike we've ever had neighbors before. We put it on our list. We'd like to live in a nice neighborhood where everyone's friendly. So we got that and like more. But it's really sad. And I can feel like the whole like block grieving, and it's like seeping out of the houses. And it's just, and it's sad because it was like a husband and wife that immigrated and were here alone in Canada, and they had no kids, and she was actually kind of ailing for quite a while. And I think it was more maybe expected that he was going to be a widower. I think that's what you call it, and left alone. But suddenly he got in an accident at work and he was gone. And so just the grief of that is a pretty good example of like the sudden shocking out of the blue twist of fate, turn of events that, you know, change the face of your reality unquestioningably and like forever, and there's no going back. So that's the kind of heavy thing that could be happening in the world. And it's a pretty heavy world, I would say, right now. And we can all feel that. And even the fact that Chiron and Venus are opposite each other, and Chiron is actually tying into Saturn too. It's sort of like we have to do the work of feeling the painful feelings. We have to, like, we can't ignore our feelings. We have to deal with them. They can't, you know, I mean, people do ignore feelings and to their detriment and to the family's detriment. But with the Scorpio energy and, you know, Chiron and Venus Chiron is our deepest wounds and maybe our shame and embarrassment, humiliation, like all the kind of wounding feelings are like most vulnerable feelings come up with Chiron. So it can be around what we value and what we love. So we're all probably dealing with some sort of like really heavy sort of conditions right now, which, you know, that's what happens when the Scorpio sun comes along, because it's there to help us make sure that we're not forgetting anything. And even the fact that it reminds us of death, or it's very present in the space of death, it helps us to remember life and like get out of the rut. Like someone dying suddenly like that, maybe in the, you know, the galactic picture, is just part of the process. Like when the leaves all drop their, or the trees all drop their leaves in fall and everything seems to die, but really in spring it's back again, which I always thought was a great example of reincarnation. But it still, we need to know that, I guess there's just sort of like this honoring of loss that needs to happen. And maybe there's like with what's happening with the world right now, and the second wave has come just like I said it would. And I wasn't the only one. I've heard that from everybody. But you could tell astrologically, like this was when it was going to be, right around this time right now. And that's what's happening here in Canada. They're telling people like they don't want you to leave your house or spend time with anybody beyond your immediate household, like anybody, your immediate, like your loved ones. And it's really, I find very upsetting because, well, I just said it's going on this long and that people are, you know, not seeing their loved ones and being denied human contact and laughter and dancing and things that make life worth living are all being taken away, and all in the guise of our greater good, which seems even more sinister somehow. So there is like a heaviness in the world, and I like to think that it's actually, you know, there's an ascension happening and things are changing because they had to change. So it couldn't have just like, you know, gone along, bumbling along like it has been, because it needed to change because it was wrong. So that Uranus energy connected with this moon in Taurus, Taurus is very unchanging generally. It doesn't enjoy any kind of newness really whatsoever. It likes things to be predictable and stable and lovely and not like emotional, like its opposite Scorpio. It likes everything to just be the same. But with Uranus moved in right beside it a couple of years ago and for the next 5 years, there's no stability for Taurus. It's very destabilizing. The markets are unstable. You know, maybe our homes feel unstable, our relationships, our emotional connections, all the kinds of things that we thought were just going to be the way it was are now like on shifting sands and nothing's stable. So it's can be really scary, but it's also incredibly liberating. And it like liberates our desire for living and, you know, like taking life by the horns. That doesn't seem right. You know, like really enjoying life, like making sure that you're utilizing to the best of your ability all of your human powers to enjoy the life that you came here to enjoy. So though there is some crazy like stuff going on, I ordered a package from the US. I used to be able to just cross the border and pick my packages up there for free, which was wonderful. But now I have to like go through the mail system because our borders are closed for now going on 8 months. And I ordered Chinese medicine from this like really great place that has super fast shipping and comes from San Diego. So it's like the same coast and everything that I'm on. And the last time I made this order, and I ordered for my mom too, because there's this Chinese medicine that helps her with her breathing, which is like, I can't even get here in Canada. So, and it makes a huge difference, like more than any pharmaceutical she's ever tried. So I ordered for my mom, and last time it came in my mailbox. There was no additional charges. We're already paying like $35 for shipping to get it from the US to here. And then that was great. So exciting. And then I make another order. And this time the package goes to the post office where I have to go pick it up. And it's a smaller package. I didn't order as much. And now they want me to pay an extra $15 on top of $34 I already spent to get it from the US. The customs, the Canadian border customs are charging me this. And this is like completely random. Last time, no charge came right to my mailbox. This time I have to drive down to the post office and pay the money. And it's completely random. And my hubby was like, well, this stuff's always been going on. And I'm like, well, it hasn't been going on for me. I never noticed this was going on. But I think there's something about these times where, like, you know, bureaucracy was always bureaucracy, but now there's just these willy-nilly rules going on, which my husband said were always there in the first place, but it's more obvious. I feel like these things are kind of like really in our faces now, the hypocrisy. And like, yeah, all the mom and pop businesses have to shut down, but now Amazon is having a hiring boom because everyone else has died and this is the only way we can get anything anymore. So we wonder why that happened. There's just all these like, you know, stuff coming to the surface that make this time very precarious, and the censorship and all those sorts of things that are happening too. So with this Taurus moon opposite the sun in Scorpio, it's a very good time to get in real close touch with what you value and who you are. Who are you? Who do you choose to be? And how will you go about, you know, being this person? How will you achieve this? And even just knowing these things and being clear about what our values are and what we would like to create in our life, like, sets all kinds of magic in motion. So, and we have so much creative potential. We really do. And if you can kind of like unhook yourself from the like static of fear that is just kind of filling the atmosphere of the planet right now, you can like tap into this whole other level of like wonderful things and lucky situations, and it's all there. Even with Mercury retrograde, I've had all these like things that I have wanted to create. Like I wanted to get a new bed, and I wanted to get this like a secretary's desk for this certain part of my dining room so I could put the bills and stuff there. Like I've had these ideas, but I'm super like frugal, and I always wait until I get a good deal on Craigslist or I see something at the thrift store. Or so sometimes you could be waiting years, but this last 2 weeks, all of these little things that I have, not even little things, these things that I've wanted like manifested and for like super, super crazy deals. And I'm like, okay, so this is, I've got to make note of this, which is what astrology really is. It's just observing what goes on and when and how you relate to it. But for this Scorpio Mercury retrograde, I've been super fortunate like acquiring things that I was looking for and that had a lot of value to me. So even though they didn't cost a lot financially, I have these like new things in my life that I'd been looking for a long time and really value having them there. This little secretary's desk I got, I feel like I lost it and I've just found it again. I have this like overwhelming like affection for this little desk. It's really weird, actually. So anyway, that can happen with Mercury retrograde. It also can cause all manner of problem. And we're still at the end of Mercury retrograde for like any kind of communications. I actually was doing a reading and it was a mini reading. So it's like a 30-minute reading. And I usually go a little longer, which, you know, that's not unusual, but I was using this new app and it looks like a little tape recorder. And so like an old-timey tape recorder that you used to have, you know, when you did recordings or listened to cassettes in the old-timey days. So it's cute. I thought I would use it. And what I didn't realize is that the counter on it, there's like a counter, which I thought was a timer, like was letting me know how long I was going. But it's not that. It's counting something else. I actually don't even know what it was counting. So I would be doing, this happened twice. This time I at least figured it out. And I'd be going along and doing the reading and thinking, God, like this is taking really long. Am I like talking slower? Or am I? And then I'm looking at the counter and the counter's like, oh, only 15 minutes. You still have 15 more to go. So by the time I was done, I had done 58 minutes. I was in this weird time warp where I didn't actually know how long it was because this counter was not counting the time. It was counting something else completely. So, and then when I went to go and like, you know, send it to my client, it actually turned out that I had my microphone plugged into a different computer. And so I didn't even record anything that I had spoken for 58 whole minutes. So I, needless to say, had to redo. I got rid of that app. I discovered what was going on and I had to redo the whole reading, which was like classic Mercury retrograde. And it's super hard to like like, no matter how much you try to not have stuff like that happen with Mercury retrograde, it's like you just can't avoid it. You just have to be, I mean, you could, I guess, but you try to anyway, and it still happens. So I think it's just, you got to roll with the punches, and maybe I needed to say something different than what I said, and I had to redo it. Like, there's got to be a reason for it. But one of the good reasons is to, like, just be more conscious and not kind of expect anything to stick necessarily. You're missing information, which is going to happen around the U.S. election. It's actually going direct. Mercury will go direct on the day of the election. But it's not going to, I think what's going to probably happen, it's squaring Saturn, so there's like an authoritarian, who knows what, it's probably something big is going to happen, but we're definitely not going to know who the winner is. And there's going to be some issues for sure around, I mean, there's been like foreshadowing for this for ages, but it's going to happen where we don't know. We don't actually know. And maybe there's going to be something that comes out way later that exposes the truth about what actually happened. So that's kind of like, you know, at least something interesting to look forward to. And it's not like, you know, it seems so crazy that here's these two people and that you have, you know, no affinity for, but you got to choose one of them, which seems kind of ridiculous that the whole system seems like it's rigged. So, but we do have that Mercury in square to Saturn, and that causes like friction to our communications. Maybe we feel like our communication is thwarted in some way, or like what we say gets us in trouble, or maybe what we say gets us rejected. That's always an issue. I feel like that quite often where I'm like, oh, well, maybe they like, you know, heard my opinions about the whole virus thing and now they don't like me. Like there's this sort of reject, you know, I'm going to get rejected for whatever I speak or the truth that I speak. So you might feel like a reject too. And you know what? I think that that's okay. Like, especially with Chiron opposite Venus, we're all rejects, really. I mean, somebody's been rejected somehow, somewhere, in some way, and it's wounded them. Like we've all got it in us. Some of us just sort of dabble a little more with getting rejected. Maybe people with Scorpio moons, for instance, or, you know, anybody who is kind of on the fringe or needs to go their own way, like experiences the black sheep syndrome where they feel left out or like the dirty little secret nobody wants to talk about, or, you know, there's this sort of being pushed out of the inner circle, and that can be really wounding. But at the same time, if you weren't out of the inner circle, you'd be going along with the program. And that doesn't look like much fun either. So it seems like following your own heart and listening to your own, you know, intuition and inner self, which should be quite astute right now with the Uranus energy, like lightning flashes of understanding are available to all of us, like upgrading our vibration to whole new levels. And having downloads of whole new understandings is super available to all of us right now. So do try and tap into that. And also, like, knowing who you are and what you want to create in your life so that you can be clear about your priorities is just so important. That's one way to use this Capricorn, you know, all these planets are lined up. Not all of them, Saturn and Pluto, Saturn and Pluto are right together, and also Jupiter and Pluto are together. So it gives us, there's so much of that authoritarian rule happening. Capricorn, I'm a Capricorn, so I never like, I don't jive with the whole version of Capricorn that is like governmental or, you know, the institutions. I get that it rules that, but I've always been very anti those things. And granted, I have a lot of Sagittarius and Uranus squaring Mercury and all kinds of stuff that makes it like obvious why I'd feel like that. But so I kind of do see Capricorn also as like, there is a version of Capricorn that is rebellious, that is within the system, but sees the flaws within the system and is able to kind of maneuver in a way that is like an opportunity or it's beneficial in some way. So I'd like to think that we can all tap into that. We can all figure out what the opportunity is or how this is beneficial or, you know, what we have to do to be in control of our own lives in some way or like our own structure, our own self-discipline, what we need to do to take care of our own, govern our own selves. That's really makes the most sense, is that we need how to, you know, fairly and justly and lovingly and, you know, abundantly govern our own selves. And if we do that, then what we kind of spill out into the energy all around us is helpful and can help other people learn to do the same thing. It's tricky. There's definitely a lot going on, and it's happening at breakneck speeds right now, head spinningly fast. It's kind of like worrisome, I guess you could say. What else do we need to know about this energy? We do have like Mars tied into Jupiter and to Saturn. It just makes me think of like, you know, two bulls with their horns together, like a goat and a sheep, like really butting heads. And if you watch like horned animals when they're having a showdown, it's like crazy that they like do that, that they just ram their like seemingly made of stone heads together. And it's crazy to see. That's the kind of energy that we have right now. That's kind of happening. So what could it mean? It could be like the protests, and because the Mars in Aries, it's like, screw you, don't tell me what to do. Like, I'm the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. That is kind of Mars in Aries, and very brave too. Like, it'll stand up for the underdog without even thinking. And then all this other Capricorn stuff is like, no, these are the rules. This is how we're doing it. This is, you know, you better listen to us. And then it likes to use examples like, remember the Spanish flu and the plague and all these things that there is evidence have been proven by that or created by vaccines in the first place. Remember this, we need to take care of ourselves. Like, we're doing this for each other. And yeah, you can't hug your grieving loved ones, but you know, it's for your greater good. There's like a lot of crazy shit going on right now. Even there's a video circulating of a PM at one of the parliament meetings in Canada bringing up and discussing that there's been, and you can actually find this on the Government of Canada website, there's been a petition put forth to have people bid on building these internment camps and running them. And they want, you know, people to bid on how much it would cost to build, like what you do when you're like starting construction on things. And they want to do them, and this man read out, you know, where they want to do them in every province and every territory of Canada. And the stipulations are loose. It's not just for the coronavirus, but for anything it might be needed for. And he brought this up, and they like totally gaslighted him in Congress and like started talking about something else and about the safety of this, but completely classic gaslighting, did not answer the question, moved in another direction. And that's been circulating. And I'm like, look at this. I showed my hubby. I'm like, this is happening. And he's like, well, there's no proof. And then apparently Justin Trudeau, our handsome and schmoozy prime minister, went on and said, no, this isn't true, Canada. We wouldn't do this, Canada. Even though, I mean, Canada took away Native Americans' children from them and put them in internment camps, and they disappeared into mass graves, and all kinds of shocking, hideous things happened. And that was Canada. And Canada also, you know, took the Japanese families that had been born here and threw them in camps, and Chinese family. So it's been done. Like, we'd be foolish to think it hasn't been done before. That's the sort of like discoveries and like fights. So this was happening. It happened in September, but it wasn't really leaked until the last few weeks that this was going on. And now, you know, the prime minister's like, no, that's not happening. Don't be silly. We wouldn't do that. But there's this sort of push for the truth to be rising right now. And it's risen, and that's circulating, and people know about it now. So it's not a big secret. And that's the kind of things, you know, all this like hideous leadership was doing stuff on the down low for all these years, and now it can't be hidden. Now we're seeing it. I mean, even though they're trying to hide it, because censorship is something that, you know, we never realized how powerful and like busy censorship was until now. So it's tricky times. There's a lot of combative energy. Best we can do is kind of like exercise and breathe deeply and connect to ourselves and kind of in a detached fashion, watch what's going down, just so that you're aware, just so that you're not caught off guard by anything, just so that you can consciously see what's happening, ask for the veils of illusion to be lifted, ask to know the truth. And then the truth, generally, you just have to ask and you start to see it. It's like, that's all it took, was just to inquire. There was a quote that I used to love, and I can't remember who it's from, but it was, the asking of a question necessitates the creation of the answer. And I always thought that was great because, I mean, gosh, there's no end to the kind of questions you could come up with, right? For the curious, there's so many questions. And then you get answers, and then life becomes very rich and interesting. So we do have that full moon that's going to color like the next 6 months. So be careful what you create right now. It's also a great time to let go of things, let go of burdens, let go of habits, let go of, bad habits that affect your physical health, habits that affect your financial health, anything that's hindering you in any way. Now's a good time to request to let it go, release it, remove the implant, drop the conditioning, clear your energy of anything that shouldn't be there. Use the big vacuum to suck out any sort of debris that may have got stuck in your aura. I've definitely felt since my neighbor died that I have to I think I'm actually getting impulses of ideas from him, which is pretty weird. And I actually was letting the dog out, and I thought, oh, so-and-so is an Aquarius. I knew his sign all of a sudden, which I didn't know. I had no idea. And then it was confirmed later that day that, yes, that was his sign, because his obituary went out. And I was like, that's super weird. And then I've actually had weird pains in my body in the same place that probably he would have had pain when he died, and weird kind of tapping into this energy. And so I've had to be very careful. If something information needs to come to me, I'm here to receive it, but I don't want it affecting pain in my body or it being in my own physical space. So I had to be very intentional about clearing my energy and grounding and making sure that I'm in my, cocoon of light so that my energetic systems aren't being affected. And there's a lot of grief around me too. So it's tricky not to react to it as if it's your own. Really tricky, especially if you're empathetic at all. So realize that if you are sensitive, in which you probably are, if you've found astrology, that now is a time to be very intentional about clearing your energy and grounding, and knowing that a lot of your sad feelings might not even be your own sad feelings. They could be coming from someone else, or just the atmosphere and kind of the aura of the planet right now. It's pretty heavy. So that is it. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. And yeah, I very much appreciate you being here. And many blessings and good fortune and good luck to you, with lots of love all around you for this full moon in Taurus. Thank you for listening.